This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Matt Streff from Northern Illinois University.
Matt and I have been looking at Northern Illinois congressional races, and today we're focusing on a race that Matt called ugly. It's the 8th District, which includes Hoffman Estates, Schaumburg, and Glendale Heights. Joe Walsh, a Tea Party favorite, is running against Democrat Tammy Duckworth, an Iraq War veteran who lost both her legs in combat. Matt, I want to talk about the candidates in a moment, but first, what's different about the new 8th District compared to the old one?
Well, the new 8th District is more Democratic than the old one. The representative from the current 8th District is Joe Walsh, and so he's technically running in his old district, although the district does look a little bit different demographically. Remember, what the Democrats did was they took a lot of Walsh's current 8th District, and they put that in the 14th District. And so they were hoping that Walsh would run against Randy Holcrin, and one of them would lose in a primary. Walsh didn't do that. He decided to take on Duckworth, who had a very rough race, a very challenging race against Raja Krishnamurthy in the primary. So there's been a lot of money spent in this race. You see the ads, they're almost always negative. And it really has been a dirty race. I mean, there are some very negative races going on in the country right now. This is probably right up there towards the top.
How much money are these candidates raising, and how much is coming from outside the district?
I haven't seen the September reports released yet, but back in June, Dan, June, Tammy Duckworth had already raised $2.5 million in a congressional race. Joe Walsh, $1.5 million. I mean, certainly behind. And I think the other interesting thing is that the Republican Party, the National Republican Campaign Committee, they have put about $500,000 into the race for Joe Walsh. And why that's interesting is Joe Walsh has not been a fan of the National Party.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually challenged the National Party on many issues. And so I think what that shows you, though, is that the Republicans still haven't given up on this race. They haven't written off this race. They think that they can, you know, obviously they'd still rather have Joe Walsh in office than Tammy Duckworth. And that's why they put in a significant amount of money. Walsh has also received a significant sum of money. Or actually, he hasn't. I should rephrase that. He hasn't received, because Super PAC can't donate directly to a candidate, but a super PAC led by Dick Armey, a former Republican leader in the House, has spent about $1 million right now in support of Joe Walsh. So there's a lot of money that is getting into this race. Duckworth has the support, obviously, of President Obama, of Rahm Emanuel, of Dick Durbin. So this is why you're seeing so many ads right now run on television, because these candidates have a lot of money to spend.
We should mention that as the chair of the NIU Political Science Department, you actually have something of a connection that we should explain to Tammy Duckworth.
Sure, Dan. I believe I've met Tammy Duckworth once in passing, but she is a former graduate student in the Department of Political Science. We've given her an honorary degree. The university has given her an honorary degree. But that, you know, she was here well before I was here as a faculty member. As I said, I think I've met her once in passing when we gave her the honorary degree.
In our next hour, you can hear profiles of the candidates in this race. You'll also find more information at WNIJ.org. On Friday, Matt and I will talk about the race in the 16th District. Matt, we'll see you then.
Can't wait, Dan. See you then.